Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. Yes, it is Saturday, March 7th, 2020. And I am riding solo today. That's right, guys. A little changing up. Devin was unavailable, but I thought I'd bring one for you guys today just to have a little bit of fun. I have a little bit of time to go through a couple of these games here today on Saturday slate. Before we jump in, just want to give a shout out to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that I give you by myself today on this podcast, throw them together for a pizza parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie's got more lines and better odds for the player than any other sportsbook around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit all the way up to $1,000 halfway. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code today. That's T-O-D-A-Y. Once again, the promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y, to activate the offer. Get your extra cash from MyBookie. All right, guys, let's bet, win, and get paid. All right. We got some interesting games here. We're going to start off with the Houston Rockets going on the road playing the Charlotte Hornets. The Houston Rockets are an 8-point favorite, and the over-under is 219. Interesting game here. You know, I'd probably say that I would lean Rockets here. And if you guys listen to the pod, you know I'm not a huge fan of this Houston Rockets team. However, Hornets, it's hard to trust them, even at home. And not only that, the Rockets have the firepower to really cover that spread, especially on the road as well. I'm going to go with the Rockets -8. And let's see what the first half line is, because I might lock in a first half as well. We're going to go ahead and lock in the Houston Rockets -4.5 on the road in Charlotte, first half. All right, we're going to do that, and we're going to get paid today. Second game I want to talk about today is the Utah Jazz going on the road to playing in Motor City against the Detroit Pistons. The Pistons are an 8-point home dog, over under 212.5. You know, this Utah team's been a little shaky as of late. Detroit, though, has not really been playing great. Hard to really play great when you don't have a great roster. It's another 8-point favorite on the road. I'm going to go ahead and take the Utah Jazz in the first half as well, -4. Over, under, no real opinion there. I just think that if you're going to play anything here in this game, I'd go with the Utah Jazz -4 in the first half. Next game up on the board, we got the Denver Nuggets going on the road, and another big road favorite here against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Denver is a 9.5-point favorite. I do not see an over-under right now. It's 10:15 here Saturday morning on the East Coast. Yeah, this is a game I'm going to stay away from. If anything, if I'm going to play anything, I'm probably going to look at the Cavs, and hopefully that Cavs line grows to 10, 10 and a half by tip and the public backs the Nuggets. But yeah, right now I'm going to go ahead and say pass game for me, unless the line gets a little out of control. Also, this could be a good in-game situation if Denver is up, you know, 15, 20 points. Maybe take the Cavs when in a live line, plus 16, plus 17, plus 18, something in that range. So that could be a fun and interesting angle as well. We got the Atlanta Hawks next up, traveling to the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies are a 6.5-point home favorite. Atlanta did not have Trae Young last night. They are on a back-to-back as well. Don't know if he is going to play or not. I haven't looked into that injury update as of yet. I'm not seeing a total on this game either. But if I had to lean one way or the other, I would probably take the Memphis Grizzlies. Hopefully that line comes down a little bit, maybe comes down to 5, 5.5. If Trae Young plays, that line's going to shrink substantially. So if you like the Hawks, I'd probably take the 6.5 now if you can speculate whether or not Trae is going to play or not. All right, next game on the board. We have the Philadelphia 76ers. Primetime game, 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific on ABC, taking on and traveling to the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors plus 1.5 home dog. Stephen Curry back in action. The Philadelphia 76ers are a 1.5-point favorite here, or 120 on the money line. Over under is 225.5. You know, this game is interesting to me because we still don't know what we're getting with the Warriors here. But I might eye the Philadelphia 76ers first half plus a half minus 115 here. And kind of stay away from the full game. Or just play the Sixers on the money line here at minus 120. I just don't think that the Warriors can really keep up still. I know that they're still missing the likes of Ben Simmons and a couple other key players. But at the end of the day, the Warriors are the Warriors still. And I'm going to go ahead and lean Sixers here in this one just because I think that overall, as a team, I don't think the Warriors can keep up, even with the likes of Ben Simmons and Embiid not playing in this game. All right, guys, next game on the board, and the last game of the night. We got the Sacramento Kings traveling to Portland to play the Portland Trailblazers. Portland is a 2.5-point favorite at home. Over under is 230.5. Any injury news here? Not quite. Looks like Dame is back here. And on the other side of the ball for Sacramento. Look, Rashawn Holmes may play. We're still not sure. Marvin Bagley is out. But in this situation, I like the Blazers. Give me the Blazers minus 140. And on the money line, rather than laying the 2.5, and lock that one in. I'll obviously be updating my Twitter with plays for the day. You can follow me at Ira Silver Magic. That is Ira Silver Magic on Twitter. We are at Hoopball Gaming. You can see all of our official plays. Follow us at Hoopball Gaming. We are a Hoopball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. We got a lot of great content on the site for you guys. And I just want to say one other thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but I am one of the co-founders of Overlay DFS, overlaydfs.com. They got a great game. We got a great game over there. Basically, what you got to do is you got to pick between two players in the matchup who's going to have more total fantasy points. If you're right, you get a win. If you're wrong, you get a loss. The top 10% that finish. If you finish in the top 10% of the pool, okay? So if you finish, usually 8-4, 9-3 record is good enough to take it home and win 9 times your buy-in, okay? So let's say there's 100 players, 10 players are going to go ahead and win 9 times their buy-in. If you go a perfect 12-0, if you go a perfect 12-0, guys, listen to this. This is how exciting it gets right now, okay? In the double deuce progressive jackpot game, $22 buy-in, the grand prize right now as it sits 8 hours before tip, $16,200. $22 buy-in. If you go perfect 12-0 in your selections, you win $16,200 in the $22 buy-in game. So a lot of fun over at Overlay. Go check it out, overlaydfs.com or in the App Store at Overlay Fantasy Sports. Got a couple marquee college basketball games today. A really interesting one to me here is going to be the Wisconsin Badgers traveling and playing Indiana. It's an ESPN game, early game, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 24th ranked Wisconsin going to Indiana. Indiana is a 2.5 point favorite here. You know, this Big Ten's been a little weird this year with the home team really capturing a lot of advantages. But it's just hard. I mean, every time it seems that I back Indiana, they can't get it together. But I'm going to go ahead and get back to the well once again. Give me the Hoosiers -2.5. Another great game we have. I believe it's an early morning game as well. Yes, it is. It is a 10 a.m. Pacific game, a 1 p.m. Eastern game. We have the Kentucky Wildcats traveling down to my new home state and the swamp, Florida Gators. Gators are a 2.5 point favorite here. Let me lock in right now and say Kentucky by a million. Kentucky +2.5 or +120 on the money line. Depends which way you want to play it. I'm just going to go ahead and take 2.5, maybe sprinkle a little bit on the money line. And that is going to be my play here in this game. Another interesting game we got going on later tonight. Let me pull it up here for you guys. 1 second. Bear with me here. So I don't have a co-host today to give me a little filler. So you guys got to, you know, bear with me. Stanford. We got the Stanford Cardinals traveling to the Oregon Ducks. Oregon, 7.5 point favorites as of right now. Give me the smarter guys. Give me the better school. Give me the Stanford Cardinals +7.5 on the road in Oregon playing the Ducks, okay? And that will wrap up the college basketball slate for me. I will now pull up. I know everybody loves the NHL. They love hearing my picks. Been a little ice cold lately on the ice. We got a couple really good games today. We got the Washington Capitals, Alex Ovechkin and company, traveling to Pittsburgh to take on Sidney Crosby. Pittsburgh is a -125 favorite here. Washington is +105. I'm going to pull up the starting goalies for everybody so that we can get a good sense of who's going to be starting in goal for these teams. As of right now, I'm seeing projections. It's going to be Holtby versus Murray. That should be an interesting one. Over-under is 6.5. Look for a lot of goals in this one. I don't know if I'd play it over 6.5, but I'm leaning towards there as well. Give me the Capitals here, +105. I think that's the play for me. I'm going to dive in a little deeper. I'll tweet it out in a little bit, but I think the Capitals +105 is the move here, guys. Next game up on the board, which I really love and cannot wait to watch, 4 o'clock Pacific time start. 7 o'clock Eastern time start. The Boston Bruins, who I got to see in person the other night, beat the Florida Panthers in overtime. Boston Bruins is at home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. These teams are probably two of the three best teams in the entire league right now. The projected starting goalies are Andre Vasilevsky for the Tampa Bay Lightning and Tuukka Rask for the Boston Bruins. This one is going to have a lot of fun and a lot of excitement. The over-under is 5.5 +100, even money. I might throw a little bit there on the over of 5.5. I just think that these teams could get into a rhythm early and often. And I think that over 5.5 is probably going to be the play. I would lean Tampa Bay Lightning at +115, but I'm eyeing the over of 5.5 even money here in this one, guys. Last game I'm going to talk about tonight is the Edmonton Oilers. Edmonton Oilers -155 at home against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Columbus Blue Jackets are looking to start Korpisalo tonight in net, and the Oilers are probably going to be starting Mike Smith. Again, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Iris Silver Magic. I will definitely tweet it out if I pivot off this game. Right now, I haven't locked anything in as of yet. It is a 10 p.m. Eastern matchup, 7 o'clock Pacific time. So stay tuned and stay focused on the Twitter, and we'll definitely update you as well. Oh, I actually have one more interesting game here to talk about. 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Florida Panthers, my new home team, -130. Taking on the visiting Montreal Canadiens. Florida Panthers. And I got some inside scoop for you guys. It's Lalongo's jersey retirement night here in Florida. I think the Florida Panthers get up for this one. They've lost a bunch in a row. Give me the Florida Panthers -$1.30. Let's just double check on the starting goalies before I go ahead. And all right, we got Chris Driger playing. He's a pretty solid goalie, and Carey Price is projected in net for the Habs or the Canadiens, whichever you want to say. But give me the Panthers. Let's go. Panthers -130 on the money line. All right, guys. Well, that wraps up my solo edition. Yes. If you know anything about solo, you got to bump that Jason Derulo. I'm not going to sing it for you guys. Throat's a little sore from this podcast and this episode, rambling and talking too much. I don't have a co-host on today. Once again, follow us on Twitter. I am at Iris Silver Magic. We are at Hoopball Gaming. We are a Hoopball presentation. Shout out again to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. And guys, go check out overlaydfs.com, Overlay Fantasy Sports in the App Store. Appreciate the time. And hopefully I did not bore you by myself today. Take care and enjoy the music as I get out of here.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.